Hello, and welcome to The Catch, Redcar's fishing story past and present. I'm Carmen Marcus, author, poet, fisherman's daughter, and Redcar lass. In this podcast, the fishermen tell the story of their boats, the cobbles. You'll discover what makes the cobble special, how they handle in the water, and the perils they faced.
Well, we've done nothing but think about boats since, I was near Joe Grasshopper. I reckon that the amble cobbles are like Killeagle Bay horses. I mean, you could go into a horse race and there's a fair chance if it's a good one, it's going to win. A Killeagle Bay, or you could put it in a coal cart, you could pull that as well. You know, a Killeagle Bay. That's what an amble one is. A Whitby cobble is a Shire horse. When you see him running in on the great runs between the pace, you need that great big shoulder of him. Otherwise, he'd drive under. Man, you always feel steadier in an amble cobble, I think. I've had, I don't know how many of them. Anyway, you can tell the difference. You can open them up, and they lift their head up and they go through anything, an amble cobble. Where with a Whitby cobble, you've got to reel them back a bit. Otherwise, you've got to get it over the belt. I ended up working the summers there. I must have worked 5 years at summer school holidays, keeping boats straight. And you learn about the shape of boats that way, because some boats you got ringing wet all the time holding it and there would be waves breaking up. And others, they didn't wet you, the water went somewhere else, so you reckon that was a good shape boat. Yeah. When I first started with Thompson's, they had one called Miss England, Miss Redcar, and the Ladies Etland. I don't know whose Miss England was, but the Jackie Thompson, Miss Redcar, that was his boat. Mm-hmm. Ladies Etland was Jimmy Thompson's boat. And then they got another one called the Miss Oxley, which nobody liked, and it was anybody, so nobody claimed that. And as soon as the sea got rough, they pulled that one out. And then they got the June Rose.
Miss Oxley went to States, didn't it?
Yes.
Miss Oxley, Harrison got it at States, didn't he?
I know there was myself, poor Jim, little Trevor Wilberforce, and Walter Burfield when we left here. So we took two gallon drums of petrol. We just got about Port Mulgrave and I says, we better shove some petrol in. So Trevor went for it, petrol tank was right up for it, wanted puts 2 gallon in, next in it, engine stop. So, because the boat, she'd been laid that long, it must have shook all the crap up in the bottom of the tank. Our Jim was swinging it and swinging it. He ended up with a blister right across his hand. So, I says, let me have a look at it. Anyway, I dropped the carburetors off. Aye. And we're full. So I cleaned the calves off. Some of my father had chewed me, And by this time, let me get it right. In the beginning, he said, put the oars on, we'll row it from here. I said, what? He said, I could see there was a tiny bit of tide on it. I think we managed to grab hold of a creel end, pot end it. And we hung on there, and there was a cobble, Port Mulgrave cobble, and he waved, and he come to us. He said, tack us to Whitby, can you tack us to Whitby, son? He said, you know what he was like.
Yeah.
And anyway, I gets this engine going, but at first, I put the oars on, me and Seven, we just went like that and they fell to bits. So, all the bars on the oars, they just come off.
All of it,
it was all on. Anyway, he gets his cobble, and this cobble started to towers. Anyway, I got the engine going. So I said, she's fine. So I steamed up, picked the, I think our Jim went for it, and picked the tower over up, and I run alongside this cobble. He said, follow us to Wimpy. And he gave him a handful of money. I don't know what he gave him. He just said, here. I don't know what, no, follow us to Wimpy. Anyway, we beat this cobble to Whitby, and he went back, yeah. And then Walter Murphy met us on the quay, and they ended up in the pub, and Nelly was pulling her hair out saying, get in this car. And they were all in the pub.
Thank you for listening to Thinking About Boats. If you enjoyed hearing about the cobbles, listen to Daisy Ellen, A Family Boat, next. All about how the Daisy Ellen, a Whitby cobble named after my granny, was made for the Thompson family and how she was no end of trouble until she was christened. This episode was recorded at the Red Car Palace, and you heard the voices of Jack Kenyon, Dave Phillipson, Barry Preston, Ray Preston, Rodney Thompson, Tony Young and Paul White, all men who fished Red Car's coast. This series of podcasts was created as part of the Catch Red Car to celebrate the story of a fishing town through image and sound. The project is a collaboration between me, Carmen Marcus, and Kev Howard, photographer, created on behalf of the Red Car Palace and supported by Arts Council Cultural Recovery Fund.